And welcome back to the Your Hogs on the Air pregame show. Great interview for you today, one I've really been looking forward to. I'm here with Joey Mellows, a.k.a. Baseball Brit, who's causing a sensation on Twitter and other social media platforms. Joey, you are on a tour of American baseball stadiums. You're taking in a lot of games in independent leagues across the country this year. Tell us a little bit more about your story.
Yes, certainly, Joey. Thanks for having us on. So essentially, I've just given up my job last Friday, actually, in South Korea. I've been over there for 4 years, and I've decided to devote the next 365 days to growing interest in baseball within people in the UK and Europe before Major League Baseball arrives next June.
And you're here in the American Association, but you've already been also to a stadium in the Atlantic League. I think you were in Sugarland. Where else is this journey going to take you this year?
I think in total I'm going to 79 games across, I think, five leagues independent, and then all the way up the minor league ladder, up to Major League Baseball as well. And essentially I'm learning everywhere I go, observing about how baseball works at different levels. So when hopefully baseball catches on in the UK, I have some experience of various methods for promotions, for example, for getting people into ballparks to watch British baseball, we hope.
And you're not just doing this alone. You've got a friend with you, Andy, who's currently just about 6 feet away from us on one of the balconies in the suites area, and he's got a canvas in front of him. He's painting this stadium.
Andy's with me for about a month of the 3 months I'm out here. He's a fairly well-known artist in the United Kingdom. He can be followed on Twitter, I think, at Andy B is an artist. If people Google him, like Google Andy Brown, the Queen, teabags, not a very common Google search for most of us.
Well, for most of us. Now, hold on, Eric.
he produced a fairly famous portrait of Queen Elizabeth II made entirely out of dried teabags, which made national headlines a few years ago now.
Are the teabags still around?
I think he had to. I think they got moldy.
Some point you do have to toss them out, I suppose.
Absolutely. So he's here. He loves baseball as well, and he's painting each ballpark we visit. He'll send you a print. He'll send the GM here a print of this ballpark when we get back to the UK. That's something, if you want to put up on the wall, you know, Andy will just send it over.
Well, as you can see, these walls are already chock full of paintings here,
approach.
Joey. I don't know.
Minimalism, yeah.
It's starkly gray.
It's gray as well. That's the
this.
Color they've gone for.
Right. Well, this is Joey Mellows, a.k.a. the Baseball Brit. Follow him on Twitter. How can they follow you here on Twitter, Joey?
On Twitter, it's quite simple. I think I'm at Baseball Brit. B-R-I-T for British.
And you're on quite a journey here in America through the culture of baseball in America, but you were telling me just a few minutes ago that what really got you interested in baseball was some of your experiences in Asia.
Yes, I've lived there for 4 years, and because of the time difference, it's 9 hours ahead of the United Kingdom. And therefore, soccer, which is our national sport, became very difficult to watch as all the games were on. 3 o'clock in England would be midnight in South Korea. So, for the first year, I used to stay up late, then be quite grumpy the next day at work. And then I realized that was unsustainable. And baseball is the national sport in South Korea. It's on television all the time. Every single game in the Korean Baseball Organization, all five games, it's a 10-team league, are on primetime television at 6:30 every evening on five channels. And the saturation of the sport made me get very interested in it. And I saw my first game in Japan. In Osaka, the Oryx Buffaloes against the Chiblotte Marines, and fell in love with all the statistics and all the sights, all the sounds, all the action, to the extent that I've now given up my job to try and get people back in Europe interested in baseball to a similar extent.
And I think one thing you were telling me about Europe was that they're very interested in what we're doing here this summer. The Aerohawks have partnered with Beijing Shogun Eagles to bring 25 to 30 members of Team China onto the active roster in the American Association this year. So what are some of the things that you've heard from across the pond about what we're doing here?
They are incredibly interested in what's happening here with the Texas Aerohawks and the Chinese national team. Team GB is currently ranked, I think, 34th the last time I checked in the rankings for baseball.
I'm taking your word for that.
Yeah, they were 32nd. They dropped down to 34th.
Ah.
Japan also dropped down the last time I saw from first to second. So USA are now top, as most people would expect them to be. Team GB are very interested in how this partnership is working with regard to how they can perhaps grow their own players.
Wow.
Giving them that experience within the USA, within an organized, highly respected, highly competitive league. And this Chinese experiment, I need to feed back to them with the success, some of the things that they found difficult over here. And potentially, this could be the start of something much bigger with other smaller baseball nations wanting to take a similar approach, perhaps.
Well, in 2019, we might be listening to the Texas AirHogs powered by Team China versus the Wichita Wingnuts powered by Team Great Britain. We'll have to see here.
And personally, yeah, I mean, that would be fantastic. I do find it very, very interesting. I'm not sure. Are most people on board with what's happening here?
I think people are very excited as well. It's very new. We're only about 40 games into a 100-game season. And as we talked about on your show here just a little while ago, it's something that we're looking to do long-term. So I think that interest is just going to keep growing. And what we hope will keep growing is the chemistry between yourself and myself as well, because you're going to be on the broadcast here a little bit later. This is Joey Mellows. Joey, thank you so much for being with us on the pregame show, and I look forward to talking to you a little bit later in the game.
My pleasure, Joey. Thank you.